Chapter 1 Reading Page 3 Body Language
Debbie and Simon are students. On Saturday mornings, when they are not at school, they are at work. They have part-time jobs with the Sunbeam Travel Company. They are sitting in the office.
Debbie and Simon looked up as the door opened, and a middle-aged, well-dressed lady entered. She glanced at them both, hesitated a moment, then walked over and sat down opposite Debbie. Debbie greeted her cheerfully, and they got down to business. I want to go by train from Germany to Paris. Can you? Simon sighed, picked up some paper from his desk, and took it over to the fax machine. Mr. Young, one of Sunbeam's senior employees, was standing there. He said, What's up, Simon? You don't look very happy. Nothing, Simon said. Mr. Young put his hand on Simon's shoulder. Come on, he said. Tell me, I'm your friend as well as your colleague. He gave an encouraging smile. It's the customers, Simon said. They always prefer Debbie to me. I can't understand it. I can. It's the way you communicate. How can that be? Simon said. Communicating is more than speaking and listening, Simon. Your body language is important too. What kind of language is that? It's the way you stand and sit and walk. It's your gestures and the expression on your face and in your eyes. Your whole appearance communicates things, even when you're not speaking. The way you look at doesn't give them a good impression, Simon. For example, you often rest your head on your hand. You look downwards. You don't smile. You don't head or your body towards the customers. But look at Debbie. She's holding her head up. She looks at a customer's eyes. She smiles. She turns her head and her body towards the customer. Your body language is telling customers to go away. Debbie's is making them feel welcome. That's why they go to her and not to you. After that, Simon tried to improve his body language. He sat up and smiled at the customers. This seemed to work. Minutes later, a very beautiful girl entered. She looked at Debbie and Simon, and without hesitation, sat down opposite Simon, gave him a big smile. A few moments later, she left, still smiling. Mr. Young came over at once and said, Well, Simon, you certainly made a good impression on that customer. Well done.
That wasn't a customer,
Simon said.
That was my sister.
She wanted to borrow some money for lunch.
Listening. Page 5. Recognizing keywords. You are going to hear a passage about ballet. Supply the missing words.
Ballet is a special form of art. It is based on the dancers' steps and their graceful gestures and movements. Ballet can tell stories or express moods. But it always presents ideas through dance instead of speech. This type of classical dance began about 400 years ago. Gradually, it became a stage show on its own in the 18th century. Today, ballet has become a favorite means of entertainment for many people in China. Through television, live broadcasts of Swan Lake and Sleeping Beauty have entered millions of ordinary people's homes. To become a ballet dancer is no easy job. First of all, the dancers have to be of a certain height and build. Training usually starts at an early age, and the dancers have to practice very hard every day in the dance studio. They learn to control their muscles and dance on points. They also learn to use their special body language to signal all kinds of messages with charm and beauty.
Speaking. Pages 11 and 12. A. Talk time.
Stress. Revision. Exercise A1. Hesitate. Open. Senior. Appearance. Communicate. Encouraging. Employee. Prefer. Exercise A2. 1.
Debbie and Simon are students.
2.
The door opened and a beautiful girl entered the room.
3.
He put his hand on Simon's shoulder.
4.
She sat down and smiled.
Rhythm. Strong and weak sounds. In stressed syllables, we give the vowel sounds a strong pronunciation, clear and long. In unstressed syllables, we give the vowel sounds a weak pronunciation, unclear and short. This adds to words and sentences when we speak. Exercise A3. Among. Canada. Enter. Limited. Opposite. Exercise A4. About. Animal. Elected. Instant. Nobody. Exercise A5. 1.
There's a plane for America every day.
2.
Debbie's gone to work. She'll be back about 5.
3.
How much will a ticket to Tokyo cost?
4.
When you see Simon, can you give this book to him?
Exercise A6. There once was a man called Ted Heath, who sat on his set of false teeth. He said with a start, "Oh, bless my poor heart, I've bitten myself underneath."
More language input. 1. Reading. Page 18. Eyes and language.
Throughout the history of mankind, people have always communicated with body language. That is perhaps why, in many situations, the way you say something is far more important than the thing you say. Eye contact is sometimes the key to communication. It can signal friendliness or hostility, interest or boredom, and understanding or misunderstanding. Eye contact is important in many countries. In Western culture, maintaining eye contact in conversations is necessary. As a matter of fact, a Westerner might consider lack of eye contact as lack of attention or interest. In Spain, France, Italy, and Greece, where people stand close together talking to each other, eye contact is more frequent and lasts longer. Eye contact is a subtle thing. If you do not have it, you might be considered impolite. But too much eye contact could also lead to trouble. For staring at others is considered rude and should always be avoided.
Listening. Page 20. Tips on interviews.
When you go for an interview, don't forget the following. Knock on the door and enter the room politely. Don't rush in. Sit down quietly. Don't take a seat without being invited. Look at the interviewer and make eye contact. Don't look sideways. Be calm and confident. Don't get too nervous. Sit properly. Don't stretch your legs. Listen attentively. Don't brush your hair with your hand. Talk frankly and wisely. Don't pretend to know what you actually don't know. Be sincere and serious. Don't tap your pen on the table.